say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
And good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Jim.
How are you, Miss Whitney?
Doing good. I can't figure out how to change my profile name on this app, though. I was trying all day yesterday.
Oh, you don't have to do that on my account just to make me feel better.
Well, it looks kind of strange. I was trying to figure it out yesterday, and I couldn't figure out like where in the settings to go to change the name.
Well, I am so glad you agreed to be the guinea pig this morning, because I'm basically modern Amish, and all this technology, oh my gosh, do I have trouble with this. When I set this up 2 weeks ago, it said that it would take about 20 minutes. It took me 10 days to figure this out. So,
Behind.
How are things in Atlanta, young lady?
They were very cold. I'm actually bundled up right now because it's like 20 degrees outside. It's freezing, but very Christmassy over here.
Well, we'll make up for that cold weather when you get out to Needles on February 12th.
I cannot wait.
That's the best time of year to visit Needles. It'll probably be 60, 70 degrees and quite comfortable.
That sounds like the perfect weather, especially because I'm sure by then we're going to have a lot of snow on the ground here.
So what do you got planned in Atlanta for the holidays?
Well, this weekend is our big Christmas on Route 66 weekend. So we have a two-day indoor market. We have, I think, 20 vendors. We have a Christmas parade for the first time. And we have, 25, 26 different entries for the first year. It's going to be crazy. Like Pontiac's coming down, which I'm very excited that they're going to be in the parade. We have tons of local businesses. We have some families. We have some places from Peoria coming down, which is like 45 minutes away from us. So we have a decent reach for the parade. And I think for year one, it's like a really good starting point. And then we have our Christmas tree lighting afterwards.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful news.
I'm so excited. I'm just really glad because, I mean, the theme is Christmas on Route 66. So I was really hopeful to get some communities involved, which everybody's super busy right now. But I'm glad Pontiac's able to come down. And we have some people in the area bringing their cool classic cars to the parade as well.
That's good. As long as there's no salt on the road, everybody will be happy.
There shouldn't be. That was one thing that everybody made sure I knew about, that in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that is a good thing to hear. I'll check out the Atlanta page, and I'll get that promoted as much as I can for you.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's going to be really cool. And it's nice because this is my first, like, proper small-town Christmas, and I didn't realize this, but apparently before the Christmas tree lighting every year, you go in and you grab hot cocoa and cookies, and you hang out in the visitor center, and I'm like, that's so cool. I've never experienced that bit of small-town Christmas where you just grab your drink and your cookies, and you have – you know, your small talk and your chit-chatting.
Isn't that great? That is what it's about. And I really like what you're doing there, building not only a sense of community in Atlanta, but building a sense of community with neighboring communities. Because the Route 66 corridor is, well, a linear community, as Michael Wallace said.
You are so right. We're all in it together. I mean, every single community is hand in hand. It's not like we're competing. We're all on the same road. We all are attracting the same people. It just brings them from one stop to the next stop to the next to the next. And it makes their trips even better too.
Right. Yeah. It makes it a linear attraction as well as a community. And let's face it, Atlanta is never going to be Pontiac, but that's okay. Cause Pontiac can never be Atlanta either. And
we have our different quirks.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. I always refer to it as like Los Angeles has different districts, like Chinatown and different things. And on Route 66, all of these communities are just quirky neighborhoods in one long community.
It's so neat to see too everybody's individual quirks because it is so different, you know, it adds to the experience.
How are things? Any word on the Palms Grill?
Currently, as of what last week, the city is now working on an incentive package to present to whoever decides to lease up the Palms Grill, which I think will make it a more attractive option because part of the problem, yeah, there's a couple issues. One of it being labor shortage, but the other issue being startup costs. So the city is hoping to work on that issue and, you know, make that part outside the equation. So they're going to come up with this nice package so they'll be able to have their startup costs. And that way, that's not a worry. Now the only issues are, you know, getting it running, having people, and creating your menu. So it takes away a lot of the dollar signs that to them, it's like, oh no, how are we going to start up a business? Right now, we're still coming out of the pandemic. Things are very uncertain. So I'm excited to see how the talks of this will progress in the next couple council meetings. And hopefully by January, it'll get passed and they'll be able to better promote that as part of this packet for the Palms Grove.
Very good. I just really like Atlanta. It's a little town that's just made for walking, for walkabouts, and the Palms Grill will be a great addition.
I agree. I'm just so ready to see it open. I mean, it's nice that we're still able to utilize it. And we cater in country when we have groups in town. So it's not like it's sitting empty for forever, but at the same time, it's not as great as it will be once there's somebody in who's running it and I can just walk downstairs from my office and grab my lunch or a milkshake.
Yes. You know, I have to ask. I got to tell you, I mentioned in this opening that you're such an inspirational person. And where in the world is Whitney? I just find your Instagram post so fascinating, and really inspires me to think bigger about my adventures and road trips. How long have you been doing that, Whitney?
I've been the where in the world is Whitney for, oh, I started in 2016 and it was more of a joke when it happened. So I was in college and I was doing a bunch of, well, every summer in college, I was gone the whole summer overseas doing a bunch of different things, study abroad, archaeology digs, volunteer work, a whole mix of things. And before I left for the archaeology assignment, we had a big group meeting because this the school sponsored it. And so we were just sitting around talking, waiting for the chancellor to come in. And one of the secretaries there just looked at me. She goes, "Where in the world is Whitney?" I'm like, "Ah, oh, that's really clever. I really like that. Let me take that and use that." And that was how it was born. And now everywhere I go, that's kind of what people know me as. And my online blog is Where in the World is Whitney O? Because I wanted to incorporate, you know, kind of now my married life into it and things that we've done together. And I didn't want to exclude my husband because bless his heart, he has to deal with me.
Well, he's quite a fascinating fellow in his own right. You guys make quite the dynamic duo. I got to tell you, it was
That's
a real pleasure to
true.
visit with
He
him.
married into a truck. He married into the traveler lifestyle. He knew about it, but it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I led you into this.
I didn't know you were into archaeology as well. I shouldn't be surprised. I had a interest and took several classes in archaeology. Worked on some digs here in the Southwest, oh gosh, many years ago. So on your next trip out, I'll have to give you some new places to find.
Yes, please do. That was, I mean, I've dabbled in a little bit of everything and it's all added to the experience. It's all so unique wherever you go. The different things you can find to do, it's just, it enhances. It's more than just like the tourist perspective. It brings in the local bits and like their culture, their heritage, and it's just makes it even better.
I tell you what, that's one reason I say you're so ins I find you so inspirational, because you embrace life. You find you're always smiling, and you always find adventure in everything you do. I find that very refreshing and inspirational. And Atlanta is very fortunate to have found you.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm very fortunate to have found them. I can't imagine a better match because they are honestly exactly what I was looking for. And I absolutely love the people I work with and around. They're incredible. And it's nice to have, like, the city supports me because they see my ideas make sense. And I love their support. And I just couldn't imagine a better team than what we currently have. And I don't want to imagine a better team because I like where I'm at.
Well, it shows too. It really does. And I'm very eager to get back on the road. We generally at least one, sometimes two trips end to end on Route 66 every year. And we haven't been on the road since October of 2019. So we're overdue to get
it's
back.
It's time to
out.
Come up my way.
Yeah, we got it. We usually do. We make a trip, like say, from end to end, from pier to pier, as they say. And hopefully this next fall, it's on the schedule to come back for the Miles of Possibility Conference. And
it's going to be so great in Pontiac, too. I can't wait.
Yeah, the city does such a good job with everything. They're very dynamic. So I was very disappointed that they couldn't hold it there last year or this year because I have a feeling they're going to really just do a bang-up job on that.
Oh, I think they're going to go all out.
Miss Whitney, thank you for getting up early this morning and doing this and being the guinea pig, if you will. The audience initially is kind of limited, but I get this shared out on different platforms. And within a week, I seem to end up with several hundred people. So
I like being a guinea pig. You know, you got what's life if you're not trying everything? You know, why not?
Well, that's my motto is telling people where to go. And I like to find new ways to do that. And I'm great to have people like you to visit with because, like, say, you really are an inspirational person. And
I'm headed out on the road again next week.
Where are you headed for next?
On Monday, we're going to Portugal.
Oh my gosh. You know, I have to wonder sometimes if you wake up in the morning and go, it's Monday, where am I?
Occasionally, every now and then, my dad seems to call me up probably once a week and he goes, are you home right now? Are you somewhere else? Where are you at the moment? I'm like, well, currently I'm going to work in Atlanta, but I mean, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I found your trip to Egypt quite fascinating. That's always been on my list. Of course, over in Jordan, Petra is a place I've always wanted to see as well.
That's on mine too, way up there.
I've never made it to the Middle East yet. My international adventures have been Europe, Canada, and Mexico. But we plan on expanding that.
You got to hit up Egypt. I mean, take one of those Nile River cruises, just take it down nice and slow and with all of the stops in between. That's my dream, I guess. But I, at some point when life goes a little bit slower, to take it slowly down the Nile and really experience everything.
I have a feeling that you're going to probably be at least 90 before you start taking things a little slower.
That's a good feeling, probably. Right now, it's not something that's even almost on my radar.
No, I have to ask. I did have a question here. Have you ever been skydiving?
I have actually. So for my birthday this year, we were in Hawaii, and that was the one thing I really wanted to do because I've always wanted to skydive, but you want to do it in a scenic location so you can also get the experience going down, not just jumping out of a plane. So we went to Hawaii for my birthday, and on my birthday, I convinced my husband to jump out of an airplane with me from 14,000 feet, and it was amazing.
You know, that one, I got to say, is not on my radar. I jumping out of a good airplane on purpose. I'm not sure I want to. I'm pretty daring, but that one might be a bit much. Yes. Miss Whitney, thank you so very much for doing this morning. And anything I can help with, you just give a holler. And I talked to Casey yesterday with the Illinois Byway.
Oh, Casey's excellent. She's doing a lot for Illinois now.
And she I really piqued her interest about needles, and I'm going to send her the information, and she's going to see if she can add that to her schedule.
That would be excellent because Casey does so much for all of us on the road in Illinois, and having her out there would be absolutely incredible. And if when we do our brain dump session about the centennial, she will have a lot to contribute.
Well, you know, that's what I was thinking. And an event like this, Needles is a small town. I mean, it's not small. Some of the places I've been where First Street's the edge of town, but it's a small town, and it's in the West. And I think part of the problem, even like with the Miles of Possibilities Conference, we have a tendency to get very regional with Route 66. And I understand the reasons, the logistics, but I think it's important to have representation from both ends of the road at these kind of events to create an awareness, sense of community, and to build cooperative partnerships for promotion.
I agree. I found the most success with reaching outside of Illinois because most people here haven't done that yet. And I guess one of the responses I always get from people here in Illinois are, "Oh, I've never thought of doing that." It's like, well, I think it just makes sense. And the more people you have that are looking at it as the full road from Chicago to Santa Monica, the more partnerships you're going to have working together and bringing people through Illinois, out to Needles, out to Kingman, and you're able to better direct. Whereas if you've never gone or talked to these people, you might know from Facebook or from Googling, but you're not going to have that real experience being able to actually tell them what you can do, what to see, who to talk to, and they won't know
And
you.
right, exactly. You can't tell them where to avoid. It's good. It's really important to build these relationships and partnerships. Just all there is to it. Miss Whitney, I won't tie you up. Thank you for an early morning. I am truly appreciative.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim. It's fun as always talking to you. I can't wait to come out and actually have another meal with you. At least one meal, not multiple.
Well, we'll work on that. I figure when you come out, like say, we can drive back to Kingman, up through Oatman, and I think you'll really enjoy Oatman. It's pretty touristy, but it's a lot of fun. The burros are loose in the street. It's kind of nice to see that not all the asses are in Washington, and it's a
I
little bit of a
can't wait.
refreshing
I
place
hope
to
one
be.
gets in front of me.
You'll have them. Well,
Oh,
we'll
I'm
give you.
excited. I can't wait to go back to Kingman either. I've been talking to my library friend who's coming over about Kingman. I'm like, that's incredible. Like, I just cannot wait to be back and to soak up more of Kingman.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. And I'll let you run and I'll get this shut down and we'll a little bit of music. Are you familiar with Joe and the Road Crew yet? Road Crew 66
I
from
have heard him
Chicago.
mentioned.
Oh my gosh, they're good. I was very blessed some years ago that they put together our theme song for our programs. But they've got some great music if you go to roadcrew66.com. They've got some great Route 66 tunes about Ron Jones, the tattoo man of Route 66, and a beautiful love song about Under the Neon. They're a great band.
I'll have to look
They've
them up.
been.
I just put them in my search history right now, so I'm right now on the website.
Joe and Woody, they've played together since USO and Officers Club when they were in Vietnam together.
Oh, wow.
They're serving. They've been together a long time. And the rest of the boys have a lengthy history of work with Loretta Lynn and Crystal Gayle and other country legends. They're just
That's
wonderful
impressive.
people. And they're very generous. Miss Whitney, again, thank you. I want to thank everybody that listens to this today and in the future. And I hope you find as much inspiration in Whitney as I do.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Can't wait to see you in just a few months.
Very good. Take care, young lady.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
I want to thank everybody who joined us this morning. Thank Whitney Ortiz, a very, very inspirational person there. Inspires road trips. We didn't even get a chance to talk about her work with military families, but we'll get her back in the future. My friends, thank you for joining us. And until we meet again tomorrow, vaya con Dios, mi amigos. Don't forget, Thanksgiving morning, we're going to have a little something special for you. Until we meet again, adios.